time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
Okay, Emily Drosser is the project of Emily Littler, who you'll know from acts like Street Chant, Guardian Singles. Emily has been stateside for the last wee while, but is back in town and performing tomorrow night as well. She joins us in the studio. Good evening.
Good evening, Zach. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Super moony?
Super moony, yes. Blue moon. I'm into the...
Yeah.
That means, I think it's double full moon, the second full moon in a month.
Is that what that means?
Yeah. So it's fucking me up, regardless.
I know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are feeling like that right now. Yeah. I am. It was a weird vibe out there when we were coming up here as well.
But windy?
Windy, but just sort of like, and it's probably from the cyclone as well, just like this sense of foreboding, like something intense is about to happen, and there's like not many people around.
Tank was closed.
I was devastated.
What are they called? They're not yo-yos, but there was a group of guys out in the quad doing some like recreational activities.
I didn't see anybody out in the quad.
You know those things they have.
I keep
like
my head down though, you know.
Yeah.
With some devil sticks.
Close to devil sticks. They were like two pieces of wood with the wire in between, and then they have like this thing that looks like a yo-yo in the middle, which they like throw up and down.
Oh, those things, yeah.
Yeah, there was a whole group of them going at it. Anyway.
At least it wasn't devil sticks. Everyone knows you don't do devil sticks on the super moon.
No.
Bad idea.
Emily, you're going to play a few tunes and then we'll have a chat.
Okay.
Clean in hallways, we swore ourselves forever only to ourselves and wagged among the trees. So I got not achieved, and then her parents they had had enough. Enough to split us up, and she agreed. Submission I did detest, I read of house scum, manifests and thought of books and trees. You gotta know what you don't need. And then as the sun came up, I took her notes and boiled them up and flushed them down the loo. I tried to flush her too, but I couldn't flush what lived inside of me. So I decided I'd just let her be. She agreed. And now I'm old and I haven't done shit, but at least I'm free from all that. Yeah, it took a long time, but I finally got mine. And I see her out with some dumb guy. I guess her parents, they don't mind, and I refuse to pretend that I don't hate all of them, or the thought of her not thinking of me. Walking slowly backwards down a street, and she agrees. Right on. she said, right, right on. Yeah, right, right on. I won't leave the light on.
Okay, that one was called She Agreed. Quite buzzy, the headphone situation here.
I was going to say, do you want some more volume in your...
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I noticed it halfway, but didn't want
to... I was like, damn, I need more people in my band so that there can be a bit where I'm not playing the guitar. yeah, but that song was called She Agreed. I'm hoping to release it within the next few weeks.
Ooh.
There's strums and bass in it as well at the end. The song has drums and bass in it the whole way through. This one is called, this is another new one, it's called Drinking During the Day. Been playing it live for a couple of years though. I think it's just pretty fun. Sorry, I brought my guitar over in a suitcase and it's not quite been the same since.
good that it turned up in one piece though.
Well, it was in the suitcase in two pieces, but yeah, I screwed it back together and it's a bit odd.
Is this the one with the backing track or...?
No. That's the last one. Okay, so... Till I thought about what you said, I'll probably always think about you in that way and wonder what the hell was I doing drinking during the day. Sometimes and it feels like I never left ya. I feel a bit better, then that feeling goes. Recall the good times till I recall what you said. The smell of vomit I tried to hide from my breath. I'll probably definitely miss you. Was I doing drinking during the day? Yeah, yeah. Let's just leave the dishes, throw them all into the sink. You put your dress on, and yes, baby, I will do my makeup quick. Yes, dear, it's been the worst year. And all our Christmas pasts are coming back to read our cards and play out. We're gone now.
Fantastic. Emily Drosser live in the studio for Live and Direct. So the name of that one again, Drinking During the Day?
Yeah, that one was Drinking During the Day, and the one before that was She Agreed.
And you've been doing some recording?
Yeah, I did. I moved to LA in October of 2016, and when I moved there, I had basically recorded an album that was done with MIDI drums.
Mm.
And I played, it sounded okay. And I played a show there, and then that was my first show there, and I met a drummer who was amazing and does like lots of cool drumming for cool people over there. And he was like, no, you should re-record it all with me playing. So we just went into the studio and he did like the drums that I'd done on MIDI, because I'm a pretty terrible drummer in real life. But it was cool when we did it all in a really nice studio. And I've basically like just now managed to like get back to where I was then, because I had to re-record everything after the drums, like the bass and the guitars and the vocals and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty much done now. And it does sound way better. So I'm like definitely happy with it, but it's kind of buzzy. And also me, it's quite me to be like, oh, I'm just going to take ages to do something and then delete it all and start again. Just because I did that with Street Channel quite a lot.
I was thinking about that today. I mean, there was lots of talk about when is the album going to be out at the time, but I mean, there shouldn't have. Reflecting on it, it seemed silly that there was so much pressure.
I think that we kind of did that as well, though, because like during that we were releasing singles.
Mm.
And then so that made it more be like, when is the album coming out? Because it's like, when's the album coming out? You've already released three singles, you know? So
just whenever you want.
I don't know. I guess like maybe there was just a bit of pressure because like our first one did well, but.
And the second, when it did come out, the second one did do very well.
Yeah.
And, well, actually, I'm saying it did well, but what are the goalposts for you?
I mean, I just think the first one, production-wise, there was a lot of things I wasn't happy with. But I mean, the first one took so long as well. It's really hard to not be a perfectionist, I find, whilst also being super lazy. We won the tape for it. Like,
exactly.
It was amazing. But I do think that like by that stage, the band had pretty much lost a lot of momentum, which is sad. But it's really hard to be in a band. Like, I'm sure you know, like it's hard. But it's super rewarding. I don't know what I'm saying. I find it hard to talk about stuff that I'm a part of, like, because it's just, you know what I mean? There's no context.
You're so in it.
Yeah, like, even when people, like, describe your sound, I'm like, I don't know.
That's such a shit question.
Yeah. It's super hard to
at least
talk
give
about
some parameters,
stuff.
You know?
Yeah, rock and roll.
There's actually the only way I think that question has been done well recently is there's that wireless video series where they get artists to describe their sounds by choosing four or five different foods, and then Lucretia from Peach Pit like whips it up
makes
into something
them.
Delicious and
yum.
Makes them.
She's such a good cook. That'd be so delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I guess depending on your sound, might be disgusting.
I think even she'd be able to it work. You've been back over for a little bit. You were involved in the I don't want to get the name wrong. Is it the Aotearoa Girls Rock Camp?
Yeah. So that was 2 weeks ago. I taught with that. I've been here for ages. I came back I go in about 10 days, and I think I will have been back for 6 weeks, which I love because I love New Zealand, and it's so nice to be back during in summer when everyone's in a really good mood.
Yeah.
I came back in winter, everyone was a bit emo.
How was the rock camp?
Oh, it was amazing. It was so good. All the girls, all their songs. The thing that I liked the most was just like how all of the lyrics were like, and you could walk into the classroom as well and see the brainstorming sessions, what the lyrics were about, because in most of the bands, everyone wrote the lyrics, and all the brainstorming sessions were like, young girls being like, I'm powerful. Man, I'm sure I saw one that was like cutting off toxic relationships, all this like super woke stuff. And like, yeah. And then on the day I watched them all perform and they were all like, you can't, one of them had the chorus was like, you can't control me. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm in power. Like, don't perceive me to be anything less than in power, or I'm strong like a tiger. They were all just really, yeah. I mean, at that age, the songs I was writing was so just like, I felt so unempowered. And I think it's incredible that like they felt that way there, or maybe that's just how kids are feeling nowadays. You know, it's so nice.
Did you have a band that you were in charge of?
I didn't, because I was the guitar teacher. So okay. I just taught all the guitarists, and then that's there in the morning. So it'd be basically like there was like 8 guitarists, 8 drummers, 8 keyboardists, 8 vocalists. Am I missing something? No. And they'd have their lessons in the morning, and then in the afternoon they'd each go in their band. So every band had one of those in it, and then they'd do their band. So there was 8 bands with guitar, bass, drums, keyboard. And the keyboards were really funny as well. Like, just amazing shitty Casios. But I want to hear, they recorded them, I think. I want to hear some of those songs. Like, some of them were just so out of the box, especially because it was really like fusion-y.
Because
you'd have a keyboardist that was like classically trained, and then like a guitarist that was into like R&B. Like, yeah, really buzzy, far more original than anything we get up to.
If I may ask one more question. I saw on Instagram story that Street Champ performed at lunchtime.
Oh yeah, we did.
It looked pretty joyous.
I know. It was pretty incredible. My favorite thing was like, you can hear it on a lot of mainstream pop songs at the moment. So you'll have like the chorus, and then the chorus goes like the clap like that. And then they were like doing that to our choruses.
Yes. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, and they were like laughing at all my lyrics. Like, I feel like I haven't seen that before. And my lyrics are funny, so I'm glad that I got to see that. Yeah.
What's it like living in LA? What are the...
Well, I moved there like, I think about a week before the election where Trump got in.
Mm.
I definitely didn't see that coming.
Lovely.
Yeah, so that was great. No, LA is cool. I really like it because I've never lived out of New Zealand, and I think it's been good for me and good for music and just set, like... But, I mean, I do have to say that, like, every single band in New Zealand is so much better than any band there. It's weird how New Zealand music is really, really, really good. Like, legit. But then they have the confidence and they have the access. But yeah, I don't know. LA is just a weird city because it's so spread out, and I actually don't even know how to drive. So, I mean, I have to catch the bus for an hour to go to work every day. Everything just takes a long time. That's the thing I like about being in New Zealand, is you just pop down the road. I mean, I know Auckland traffic's bad, but
yeah.
If you, I don't know, I've just been staying in Ponsonby, and it's nice to be able to just like walk down to K Road, because I don't do that much walking there because it's so hot and everything's so far away. But you know, I do like it. It's nice to have a change, and it's nice to really love New Zealand, because I think I have been in the past kind of quite negative. We're really getting down to it, Zach, aren't we?
Am I right in thinking that you at one point had a T60 as well?
Oh, guitar.
Yeah.
That's actually Aaliyah's, my bass player's. She's about to come up and do a song with me. That's her guitar.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
I know. It's amazing. I'm jealous too.
talking about a PV T60, it was a type of guitar PV made in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
I have the bass version and I love it to bits, to the point where I ask people about PV. Just
it must be so heavy though, because the guitar is heavy enough. The bass must be like...
That's the best thing. Because I'm like, you know, I'm a tall person and I'm a bit bigger than your average. And I grew up looking at people whose guitars seemed to like fit their body shape perfectly, and then when I would try them, it looked like a crazy toy. And then and then you find out Angus Young is like 5'2" or something.
Yeah.
And that's what. And so to find something that's like big and heavy, it was.
Yeah, well, that's like the same reason I like that the Mustang bass, because it's. I mean, I'm not that tiny, but it's just easy to play, like makes it more fun. Yeah. For me, if it fits your body.
Yeah. Enough about PVs. Maybe could you please introduce your bandmate?
This is my bandmate Aaliyah. She's so we're playing tomorrow at the Golden Dawn Tavern of Power with the Beths.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. I don't care if there's a cyclone. You have to be there. It's our first show with the full band. I'm playing like basically all new stuff off my album except for one song, which is the one we're about to do now. It'll be very rockin', a lot different to like the folky stuff that I've done in the past.
Mm.
Or like, yeah.
Are there any dates or people who are helping you with it, or is it just
I haven't totally sussed it out yet. I'm talking to people at the moment. I just really want to release something because I want to move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to start recording other stuff. I guess I could do that, but it's hard when you're like in it. Yeah. I'm doing a video this weekend, which will be cool. And then Street Chant's playing. Sorry, I'm just like getting on promo mode. Chant's playing on the 9th.
Of February.
Of February at Whammy, which is like the day before I go away back to LA. And I don't know if I'll be able to come back to New Zealand for a while, actually. So you should come because we're going to be playing all of those Tate award-winning favorites. It's $10 with Bibkids. Have you heard them?
No.
It's Mikey Spearing's new band. It's very sick, apparently. Tombs, which is Dorian, who is the drummer in Emily Joyce's new band, and Miss June, and I think everyone knows them. Yep. Yeah. It's only $10, the 9th of Feb.
That is going to sell out.
I hope so.
Yeah. Me, it's going to sell. Will there be pre-sales?
Yeah, I should probably get onto that, eh? We only just got the poster today. Yeah. But, since I live in America now and have no friends, me and my partner have gotten into screen printing, and I've done some new Emily Rosa shirts. Ooh. And they're so sick, and they're for sale tomorrow, and they're cheap because we'd made them in America where everything's cheap.
Through the loom?
No, it was Gildian. Is that how you say that? I don't know.
I always thought it was
Gildian. I think it probably is.
It's classier.
Than Gildian? Yeah, Gildian is classier. Anyway.
What's this one called?
The song called Corner of the Party. We're doing a version with the drum machine. Yeah. Good. I'm just waiting. You all good?
Yeah.
So. Can you turn this up? A screen and very well, so you can go to sleep or you can go to hell, but it's all just time underneath the supermoon and calling me a kind of witch. Son of a bitch is leading this witch, huh, my friend? Time and we're bound. Oh, right. Could not hear the drums at all.
Sorry, we had them full on the mix.
Yeah, probably should have just plugged them into an amp. Oh well, you live, you learn.
Next time, Emily Drosser, thank you so much.
All right.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.